In my weakness, He will make me strong. In my weakness of I don't feel like it. In my weakness of I'm embarrassed when other people see me, praise God, He will work a miracle in my life. In my weakness of I don't want other people to see me look foolish, He will work a miracle in my life. In my weakness of I've done it 100 times, 100 services, it doesn't do a bit of good, God will work a miracle in my life. It does not matter what devil might say to persuade you to keep your seat. Stop listening to Satan and rise up and give God a little glory. I'm not listening to his voice. I'm listening to the one that delivered me from mine addiction. I'm listening to the one that raises the dead. I'm listening to the one that will save your children. I'm listening to the one that will not leave us in our time of trouble. Woo! Woo! You might think that something got into me, but I'm just an average man, just an average guy that has some faith, believing God and making effort to stand up and do something, making effort to believe God in things that I had no control over. You might have things that you don't have control over tonight, and you might have already given up on those things. Rise up and give God praise. Get it off your mind for a little while and let it God take control of those things that's consuming your life. You cannot do anything about those things that aren't in your hands. But if we let God see a little faith, let God see a little trust, He can move mountains with faith. He can't do a thing with our doubt, can't do a thing with all of our attitude, but He can move mountains with us saying, Lord God, I know you're going to intervene. Lord God, I know you're going to change their hearts. Lord God, I know you're going to bless my home. He can't do a thing with my doubt that my wallet may be empty, but He can do everything in the world with the faith that He's going to fill it. He can't do anything with the doubt in my heart that I come in here thinking it's not going to go anywhere at service. You go anywhere at church, everybody's doubting in the house of God. But come in here with a little faith for once in your life and believe that God's going to bless His people and see what He'll do for you. Woo! Hallelujah. I will not apologize for being obedient to God. For I'm a volunteer. I'm a willing volunteer. Step out for Him. Blessings are ahead of those that'll step out willingly. Don't wait till God has to grab you, tie a rope on you, and tug you by the Spirit just to get up and do one little thing. Be willing to step out and do the great things. Be willing to go after those that are in need. The greatest gift that we can give to somebody is being willing and obedient in God's house. For when you do that, their life will be changed. Their life will be transformed. They will never be the same. You could give them all the gifts in this world and wrap them up very pretty, but it won't do them a bit of good. A week from then, they'll forget about what you gave them. But something that they can obtain here through the Spirit of God tonight can be something that will be a miracle, something that they will never forget. Hallelujah. I'll halt. You be obedient. I broke the ice now. I stepped out and was obedient. Now you be obedient tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, you can do better than that. Can I get an amen from somebody in the church? Can I get an amen from somebody that don't normally amen? Can I get a shout from somebody that's afraid to shout? Can I get somebody to run? Can I get somebody to jump? Can I get somebody not to be afraid in God's house? What are we afraid of? Oh, man, devil don't have no place in your life. If you do not let him have a place in your life, tell him to go. Tell Satan to go. Use the power that you have in your life to put him to flight. Why don't you use it for a change? If God gave you a Holy Ghost baseball bat to go and be a wrecking crew to knock off everything down the block that was a stumbling block to you, would you go and do it? Or would you stand there and be like, oh, that's too much trouble. It's too much trouble to get up and to lift my hands to God. I know where He brought me from. And I hope that it doesn't take God bringing you that low and you that desperate for you to have to get up and give Him some glory. I know what it took for me to get me up, to get me to have to lift my hands. Do you understand what I'm saying right now? I know what it took for me to have to be humble. I know where God had to take me. And I had no money. I had no friends. I lost Angela. I lost my ability to be at school. I lost my car. I lost everything. God had to take everything for me to be humble enough to give Him glory. Do we have to lose it all? Do we have to be brought that low before we'll rise and praise God? Do we have so much pride tonight that we cannot rise and give Him glory where glory is due? And yet we count it so lightly. I've read the story before, but without that birth, without His life, I would have never had salvation. I would have never had a chance of being free from my addiction. I would have never had an opportunity to be standing before you, a free man.